Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
So, in other news, let's talk about cupcakes. Yep, cupcakes. Hoping you're hungry. Specifically, let's talk about a South Boston woman who's not only making cupcakes, but is also making local culinary history. Lisa Mackin is the very first person with a permit to operate a residential kitchen in Boston. And that is thanks to a new law approved by the city council earlier this year. We got to speak with Lisa earlier today about her company, Boston Baked Blossoms, to find out how business is going. And she started by describing the desserts that she is making and selling now out of her home.
I'm making artisanal cupcake bouquets and box sets. And what I'm doing is recreating the traditional bouquet of flowers that you might send to someone in edible form. So I'm using just a chocolate and vanilla, simple recipe, but with buttercream frosting. And that allows me to actually shape it and color it so that I can make it look like real flowers. At least I'd like to think I can.
Okay, you just said simple recipe. You had sent instructions to try this. I did. And I will say that while my family certainly mowed the cupcakes that I made, nobody was going to be buying them as a beautiful bouquet. This is hard. I have respect. This is hard to make these gorgeous and come together looking like a bouquet. So how long have you been doing this, and how did you develop this craft?
Well, to be honest with you, I've only been doing it probably since last spring. I'd say late winter, spring. And, you know, just like everybody else, you're kind of looking for things to do during the downtime. And I love to bake. I always have. And I saw on Instagram, someone had made this beautiful bouquet. And I thought, let me give that a try. So as I was doing it, was thinking, this might not be a bad business idea. Tested the waters by having my husband bring one to someone's retirement party, and instantly had a friend of hers reach out to me for a bouquet to purchase for a bridal shower. So I, at that point, I kind of thought, well, this might be worth pursuing.
So you said somebody asked you to make one of these bouquets for an occasion, and that's when you first started to think about, you know, maybe there's something here as a business. When did you first hear that the city was thinking about permitting residential kitchens and you might actually be able to make this a business?
As the stars would align for me, it was right about that time. I happened to look into just Massachusetts cottage food laws in general and thought, oh, this is exactly what I'm going to do. You know, I'll bake out of my home. And then did a little bit more research to find that Boston actually did not have a cottage food program at the time.
Cottage referring to home-based, basically.
Exactly. Yes. Then at the same time, happened to see that the city council had actually introduced the concept of possibly bringing this, you know, to the city and saying that there were a lot of people that could benefit from this program. I was just following the council meetings and saw that, I think it was originally when they thought they were going to be able to release it was May 1st. So I had put in my application at that point or a couple of weeks later, not realizing that actually the program was not formalized. So I was pretty much first in line when they finally did sign it off.
So we actually had Boston City Councilor Julia Mejia on the show here on Radio Boston as the city council was considering this. And she was talking about really making this accessible so that this was doable. So talk about the process that you had to go through for certification. You know, what was involved in the application that you said you submitted back in May? What other steps did you go through with the city? You know, was it easy? Was it hard? Take us through that.
A couple of things that are required. There's a ServSafe program that you go through that you get certified as a food handler and a food manager. There's also an allergen certificate that you'll need. So that's two things that you have to go through a formal program to actually get that certification. And then on top of that, as far as the application, you submit several drawings of the layout of your kitchen where you'll store foods. One of the requirements is that you keep your work food away from the personal food. So it could be as simple as having your own drawer in a refrigerator or a cabinet. Also, as far as like making sure that you have a dishwasher or a three-compartment sink that you can make sure that everything is properly washed, rinsed, and sanitized.
Did the health department ever come to the kitchen and inspect the kitchen in person? And do you have to go through any kinds of inspections in an ongoing basis?
Yes. Once you fill the requirements on paper, they actually schedule an in-house visit, and they come and they make sure that everything's done, from testing the pH balance on your bleach to looking in your cabinets and just making sure that you indeed have done everything that you've said you've done. And that will happen on a yearly basis.
So you were the first. You got the first authorization. You opened back in August. How's it going? I mean, the food industry, small businesses have been hit hard by the pandemic. You opened in the pandemic. How is it going? And do you think you're going to be able to make a real run of this?
It's actually going fantastic. It really kind of took off way quicker than I ever thought it would. I'm just trying to make sure that my process can keep up with the requirements of my customers, you know, as far as like just speeding things up, not losing any quality. It's been crazy. I'm booked solid. I used to have one KitchenAid mixer. Now I have three. I have a double wall oven that I used to just use one of the ovens. Now I use both. We have two apartments that my family occupies, and everyone now is using the kitchen on the top floor versus the kitchen that I'm using as what we're calling the bakery. So I've kind of had to shift them around a little bit and taken over a lot more space than I ever anticipated.
So, you know, in the early days when the city council was first talking about making this change, the thought was that it was a way for potential food business owners to kind of try this out at a small scale, put the toe in the water, see how it works. You've had, it sounds like, you've been in the water up to your knees since August. Will you make a go as a commercial kitchen in your future? And do you think others can follow in your footsteps? I mean, you, for example, you just said you have two kitchens, right? Not everybody has that. Do you think people will be able to follow in your footsteps?
I think it would be tough. I've been thinking about this a lot, especially for people with families. You know, for people that are single or a couple, I think you could easily make it work. People with children, small children, I think that would be a challenge. It's just trying to, you know, get that time where the kitchen's dedicated to your craft, you know, and keeping everybody fed. You know, for a while, we tried to do it all in that one kitchen. And then we were saying this, you know, this isn't going to work. As everything grew, I wound up taking over that kitchen. The trouble with the commercial space is that the cost is prohibitive. And you do truly have to test the waters to see how much product can I actually produce. That's something I'm going to have to think about over the next few months.
And now, Lisa, in a sentence, for those who do want to try to follow in your footsteps, the most important piece of advice.
Be as organized as you possibly can. That's the key to this all, I think, is streamlining and organizing.
Lisa Mackin is the owner and operator of Boston Baked Blossoms, making cupcake bouquets out of her home in South Boston, thanks to a new city permit. Lisa, congratulations on the business, and thanks for joining us on Radio Boston.
Thank you so much for having me.